Alexei Verganov is a homeless man living in Omsk, Siberia, in northern Russia. He survives freezing nighttime temperatures of minus 30 degrees Celsius by sleeping under an industrial heating pipe for warmth. It is a dangerous way to live. If he is too far from the pipe, he could die from the cold. If he is too close, he could get severe burns without knowing it. The 46-year-old Verganov has lived like this for more than 11 years. He says, "You sleep at night with your eyes closed, but your ears open." He used to desire for a chance to rebuild his life. But his partner, Alyanka, died of liver cancer 2 years ago. Since then, he has lost the will to change his life. The couple had lived together near the city's train station. Verganov says, "I get through the day, and that's it. If I found a woman like her, I could stop and try to return to society. But I can't find anyone like her." Verganov likes to call himself Yoka the Beard. He is one of 3,500 homeless people officially living in the city of Omsk. But the real number of homeless is likely higher. He is one of the few who stop to talk and laugh with those who live in homes. He likes to joke with them, saying, "It's you that's going to freeze in your apartment with three blankets, not me, between the pipes." His favorite time is night. The city is quiet, and he is free to search through waste areas for glass bottles and other objects. He can then exchange what he finds for a small amount of money at a recycling center. Omsk does have a night shelter for the homeless, but it is in a distant part of town. Verganov does not sleep there. The local homeless people in that area will not let him earn money at the nearby waste area. They see the area as their personal territory. An aid group called Caritas gives out food and clothes to help the city's homeless. But Verganov has also learned to be on the lookout for people who may be a threat. He once saved the life of his friend, Alexander, after a group of teenagers set him on fire. Sometimes bad experiences and pain can push Omsk's homeless toward trying to return to society. Yusya Stepanova has spent more than 27 years on the streets. The 44-year-old was in the hospital for 3 weeks in January with serious burns across her body. She fell asleep too close to the pipes where she was sheltering. Stepanova is now in a recovery center 30 kilometers away from Omsk. She says, "I plan to go home, to mother. My childhood dreams were noble, but it's too late now. That boat has already sailed." I'm Jonathan Evans.